This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Never buy the wrong mount, optic, or accessory again. From 22 to 50 cal, Mounting Solutions Plus has the right accessories for your precision shooting needs. Mounting Solutions Plus will aim you in the right direction with knowledgeable support and quality products from Magpul, Aimpoint, EOTech, Night Force Plus, much more. They can even support your local gun shop with a no minimum dealer program. Go to MountsPlus.com today and use checkout code RADIO to get 10% off your entire purchase.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West shooting range in Liberty Hill, Texas, showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really? I gotta try iodine now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals. Wow, why are you so nice to me? Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Bill Frady.
All right. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show is brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set it up on your home computer. It's going to be coming to you on your phone via text because it works with all text-enabled mobile phones. And with this, you can plan everything you've got going on during the day. But what sets Civil Dispatch apart from the rest of the herd is what they do unbidden based on your locale. Because they're going to let you know about things you can't possibly imagine, you know, the kind of things that may be impossible to prepare for. And it doesn't matter if it's man-made or Mother Nature. Terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, it does not matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Every time the anti-gunners put out one of their little misinformation posts as they try to find another toehold on the mountain they try to scale to take away your freedoms, radio show hosts of other types want to talk about that particular meme they may have put out. Now, recently, the thing has been about the children. You know, because they take the children and classify them 0 to 19 years old. And there's a lot of gang violence involved in that demographic from, I guess, maybe 13 up. But one of the questions I get asked constantly is, how old is old enough to start teaching a child about guns? Now, my regular stock answer is as soon as they can hold one up, start teaching them the rules. Maybe not taking them shooting, but if they can pick one up and hold it, that's when most accidents happen. So that's when they should start to learn. Now, in Locust Fork, Alabama, apparently the age is you should get them taught by the age of 14. Because there, a 14-year-old boy used a 12-gauge shotgun to shoot and kill a man romantically on a basic instinct scale linked to his mother. The suspect in the case, identified as 34-year-old Ayatollah Muhammad, in Locust Fork, Alabama, was actually escorted by law enforcement off the property owned by the boy's mother that morning, but walked 7 miles back to the home and snuck onto the property. Read that to be in the house. When this suspect was discovered, the boy used a shotgun to defend himself and his mother from a man obviously considered to be a threat, according to media outlets in Locust Fork, Alabama. Brett King, defense attorney for the alleged shooter, said they're very upset. There was a domestic incident that morning. The deceased was actually escorted off the property and actually taken to Jefferson County. Best we know right now is that he actually walked on foot back 7 miles and was back in the house when discovered by the mother and the son. And soon after that, he was shot. King continued, "There's a history of domestic violence, and it is our understanding that he had aggressively attacked her the day before the shooting in Jefferson County. Although there is only one incident of a domestic dispute on record in Blount County at the Locust Fork home, it's on the same day as the fatal shooting. Famed defense attorney Charles Salvaggio, who is not representing the family, believes this is a clear-cut case of self-defense. Based on the facts as they are currently being presented, I would have to believe this is a clear-cut case of self-defense. Locust Fork, Alabama. The bad guy in this case, Ayatollah Muhammad." That just kills me. It just kills me. Now, right now, there is a purveyor of arms that has sort of committed malfeasance, but it's not necessarily their fault in entirety. It has a lot to do with the policy set forth by their parent company. 200,000 firearms that could be anywhere. The cost of these missing weapons amounts to about $626 million. Now, this is not your common or garden FFL holder. Oh, no. They're actually sort of related. They get paid by the same people as the ATF. This is the Pentagon. The Pentagon has provided to the Afghan security forces about, I don't know how many guns in total, and 200,000 of them are missing. Now, I'm not going to bore you with the the so-called tracking system that they have in place that has failed abjectly. But they're missing 43% of these guns. They have supplied 474,823. Now, first of all, that means you took $626 million, America. You doused it with lighter fluid, and you struck a match. Not knowingly, of course. And we have once again supplied forces that apparently ran down the road with them and headed to the other side. Sometimes having a mute button is a good thing. They also found that 24,520 serial numbers of these showed up in the database at least twice. And 50,000 of these, 50,000 plus, had no shipping or receiving dates recorded for them. Now, why do I bring this up? Government malfeasance, government stupidity, that's just rife out there, isn't it? I bring that up because the federal government is the same with their ATF. They're the same ones walking around that will take a small business, and if they've mislaid a FFL or if there's a rifle behind a stack of something that they didn't pull out and account for when they inventoried or something like that, they will cause all kinds of problems for this business. There are FFL holders out there who don't keep good records and should be put out of business. There are FFL holders who don't do certain things. But these were AKs. Procured by the CIA. Probably originating somewhere at Fort Stanley, Texas. Remember when the Pentagon was putting out feelers to get magazines and ammunition for AK-47s. Remember that? Well, here are the AK-47s. So our super secret, although sometimes bumbling spy agency has gotten out there and supplied nearly 500,000 AKs out there, and 200,000 of them have gone missing. And, oh, we'll find them again at some point. If we have to be a, you know, if we ever face them, we will find them, because the business end will be pointed at us. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cube.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
All right. Welcome back. I'm having coughing fits right now. I don't know why. I suspect I know why. I started a little drug therapy yesterday, thanks to one of the ninjas that is helping me out with a problem. And I think this may be one of the byproducts of it. So if you hear me cut off and then it comes back and it sounds like my eyes are watering while I'm talking, that's probably true. Now, in the chat room, they bring out one thing that is they beat me to the punch, but I do like where their thought process is going. With our porous southern border, okay? Now, in the past, the DEA has found that some of these Arabic militants start running security for some of these drug cartels that are Latin American, Hispanic, if you will. It is not that you're not really going that far out on the limb to consider that at some point of these 200,000 AKs that have gone missing, that they have lost sight of altogether, that they might not end up here. Now, you've heard all the stories. I'm going to give you a first-hand account. I can't use the guy's name, okay? I told him I would never use his name. He's a Border Patrol agent. Very dedicated young man. They intercepted some illegals coming over the border one time, and they had this very small, diminutive fellow who just sat quietly after he was handcuffed. And my friend had to go work with another fellow to get him to take the same seat that the quiet fellow had taken. And then at some point, it turned out that the quiet fellow had slipped his handcuffs. He had done so by dislocating the joint in his thumb, flattening his hand out, sliding him out of the cuff, and then relocating his thumb. Relocating that joint that he had just manipulated and popped loose. It turned out that this particular illegal alien was also a member of the Mexican Special Forces of the Federales. At any given time, had he been malicious, and I don't know if my Border Patrol agent friend knew this or if it was ever told to him, as to why he crossed the border. But if this guy had malicious intent, my Border Patrol agent friend would not have been able to tell me that story, because this was a very highly trained individual. And he was, you know, Hispanic. He's a very small fellow, from my understanding. So here we have this high-speed operator mixed in with a bunch of border crossers. So when you think about that, okay, when you think about that, and when you think about how many we don't catch on the border, you're not going that far out on a limb to think that some of these AKs that have been misplaced that we arm the Afghan security forces with cannot end up here. Chances are probably pretty good. They probably got sold on the black market where they got bought by the drug cartels. And one day, a year from now, or 6 months from now, or something, one of them will show up in a murder here stateside. And then, they'll look at the serial number and say, wait a minute, this is part of the Pentagon program for arming the Afghan security forces. This should be a scandal right now. But like all things, it isn't just yet. The low info voter is not teed up to listen to stuff like this on a daily basis. Now, I'm pointing out a couple things to you today because of that pro-gun, anti-gun commercial where the Everytown group has put out about women and gun violence, where their commercial actually sort of proves that a woman should have a gun to stop violence against herself, because really, truly, ladies, and I don't mean this to be, this is not a put down of you at all, but there's very little, you know, if I weigh 135 pounds as a man, and I've never played sports, and I've never lifted weights, and I've never been in the martial arts, and I've never boxed in high school or anything else, if I'm a 135 pound man, and I come up against you, and you're a highly trained MMA practitioner, you might win. But alas, the last time I weighed 135 pounds, I think I was, I don't know, 15? And that's been a few moons ago. So, if you're a female and you want to spend years and years developing your body and you want to spend years and years developing your martial arts skill and maybe learn how to use weapons other than firearms and just keep them laying all over the place, that might work. But, I mean, that's a long time coming. Or you could go buy a gun and learn how to use it, take a couple of classes, learn how to use it, shoot it on a semi-regular basis. And then guess what? You get there in about, with a little intensive training, in about 3 weeks, you are proficient. Now, the subject of this next little ditty, I don't know if she did this, but she reacted in a way that kept her from getting hurt. Coming out of Columbus, Ohio, single mother of a three-year-old, she had had her house broken into. The thief ransacked the house and stole the spare key to her Jeep Wrangler and then ran off, I guess. She thought he might come back because he didn't take the Jeep with him the first time. But this time she was prepared to take it to action when he came back. And I can only imagine some of the expletives that were coming back, because the guy had just been in the house, been robbing the house. Nothing had happened to him. So, hey, I know what's going to happen next when I go back to that house. She'll be cowering. No, unfortunately not. When the thief reappeared, she emptied an entire magazine of, and I don't know what kind of weapon she was firing, but she let it go. Her name is Diane Olnernick, and she says, Olnernick, excuse me, and she says she was just trying to protect what was hers when a burglar tried to steal a car after breaking into her home the day before. She said it made me really angry, and I felt really violated at that point. She had moved to this neighborhood because she thought it was safe. This past Thursday afternoon, she found it had been broken into. I found things missing. They trashed the house, pulled out the drawers. They got in through the dog door. Hey, if you have a dog door, close it up. Especially if you live in a rural area. I'll tell you why after the break. This is something I discovered just the other day. Miss Olnernick, congratulations. She emptied her weapon in her own car, scaring the robber out through the passenger seat and running down the street. She said, "You think it's not going to happen to you? I have an alarm system. I have floodlights. I have deadbolts. You just have to be more aware." And he still got in through the dog door. We're going to talk about dog doors when I get back. Okay? Okay. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
All right, welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I was just talking about an incident where a bad guy got in through a dog door. And I made the statement, if you got a dog door, close it up. Now, this is veering off of what you would consider to be my normal path, but this is also a reason to own a gun. And to carry a gun wherever you are, even in your own home. Across the world, veterinarians, have become aware that the big cats are somehow or other contracting something called canine distemperment virus. One of the byproducts of canine distemperment virus apparently means that these wild animals, and I mean it's affecting them across the board, leopards, mountain lions, lions, tigers, bobcats, you know, name it. One of the things it seems to do is they seem to lose their fear of man. Now, case in point, in the 21st century, not that long ago, a mountain lion had to be shot down in Chicago. That must have been a real high time. A mountain lion had to be shot down in, gun-free Chicago. That probably means the police killed him. He was killed in a courtyard of an apartment building. But in India, there's video of leopards chasing dogs into apartment complexes. In China, there's video of full-grown tigers strolling down the highway, seemingly befuddled. And when the cars move, well, then he notices. Now, here in the United States, the biggest thing is mountain lions. Where I live, they claim there are none. And the only problem with that is I've seen one. In my delivery career, I mean, the last delivery job I had before I managed to get lucky enough to get into radio, I was out one early morning in the dark and crossing the road looking at me in my headlights was a mountain lion. They claim there are none here, though. And apparently these haven't attacked anybody just yet. There's probably bobcats right behind my house at any given time. Now, what about the dog doors? How does this all tie into the dog doors? Somewhere here in the United States, I don't remember where it was, okay, but a mom was feeding or playing with her little baby boy, and her dogs were outside, and they entered and exited out of a dog door. And in the surveillance video, if you watch the incident, you see three dogs, they're busting into that, through that dog door, and then right behind them is a mountain lion. So you have a mountain lion, probably with canine distemperment virus, which is a little bit befuddling for them as far as their natural way of acting. In the house, the mom did manage to snatch up her baby and get into a room, but she could do nothing about the mountain lion in the house. The mountain lion tried to make a meal of the dogs. Actually did kill one and start consuming it right there. Dog doors are sometimes abused by other creatures. But this canine distemperment virus, which I've never talked about before, I saw this on a special called Man-Eating Zombie Cats. But it was on either the Discovery Channel or National Geographic. This is real. This is really happening. They don't know how it's transmitted. They don't know how they get it. It is happening to big cats in the wild, and it's happening to big cats in captivity. Now, not too long ago, there was some dude that had his own personal zoo with big cats, and it was here in the United States, and he let all of the animals out and then committed suicide, right? You remember that? I don't remember where it was. I don't, it's not part of my lexicon for the most part. But it's safe to assume that those big cats that the police had to kill probably had canine distemperment virus, and if they hadn't gotten on it as quick as they had, who knows what would have happened. But when you've got cougars managing to make it, naturally an animal like that, a predator, an apex predator, when they're coming up on civilization, they're going to stay on the fringes. But civilization is pushing out. I'm in a semi-rural setting. There have been more than one case of mountain lions being shot in the brush on the edge of a backyard watching children. And the only reason they could be shot was why? Because the owner of that property was carrying a gun. Now, I think your chances of being attacked by a big cat here somewhere in metropolitan USA is probably ranking right up there with being attacked by a great white shark on the mainland. But it is beginning to happen. It is beginning to happen. So, especially those of you that live in a rural setting, if you live in a rural setting, please don't have a dog door. Please don't have a dog door. And if you go out, into the woods, or you're in a country setting and you like to take long walks with your dog or with your children, these animals look at children and dogs as food source. A food source. So, you, at any given time, any of you in a rural setting, you could be being stalked by a mountain lion or a cougar or a panther or whatever you want to call it. Especially bikers. Not, and not in the Harley-Davidson sense, but all of these, you know, the big thing now is to go out and buy a $2,000 bike and then throw yourself down a mountain on it, going as fast as you possibly can. And when you wreck, hey, that's a good time. You got your GoPro on your head and you wreck and everything else. There's been more than one case, especially in California, just outside of the city, where mountain lions ambush people. There was one that killed one bike rider. And apparently, you know, that was going to be a good meal, but you know what? He was thinking of storing up, so he attacked a female bike rider further down the trail. The first attack had happened so early on, at such a recent time, they found his bike on the trail, and some other bike rider was out. There was a lot of bike riders on this trail. And they were wondering where the bike was. And then this mountain lion jumped on this woman, and they repaired her. They put everything back, but he was dragging her off by her face. And her friend, who was riding with her, who had her by her ankles, could not keep the cat from winning that tug of war. And it wasn't only when another couple of bike riders came up and one of them tagged that cat in the head with a rock. And then the cat let go. So here in the United States, even in the lower crime areas where you maybe, you know, you're carrying guns and everything, and you don't have to worry about the two-legged kind of predator, there is the four. One of the reasons I have the Salient Glock 10mm is because Chris Costa, you know, he moved to Wyoming. And he likes to hike. But he's in Wyoming. So while he's out on his festive walkabout, he has a chance of running into some things that might just look at, you know, Chris is not a big dude. They might be looking at him as an hors d'oeuvre. So he carries also a Salient Glock 10mm. That's why I have it, because when I'm carrying that as my carrier weapon, if I can see it coming, if I know what's coming, well, it'll stop pretty much anything. The same ammunition that I use, that I carry in the gun, will puncture a grizzly bear's skull. Punch a nice, neat hole into it. So everything from a grizzly bear down I can deal with. I will not be segueing in how to defend yourself against Sasquatch. However, there are no indications that he comes through dog doors. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIguns.com.
STI, the search for firearms at the highest level.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. Warsport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to knobcreekrange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit knobcreekrange.com today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
All right. Welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Apparently, Mother Jones has decided to dedicate their rag of a magazine to being anti-gun all the way. And like NPR, they're going insane over what has happened in D.C. Now, right now, there is a temporary stay of this order that this judge has issued, but that stay was issued by the same judge that issued the order. And it's not a long stay when you consider that Chicago got 210 days to be dragged. Illinois got 210 days to be dragged into the sun. So Alan Gura decided not to challenge it. Alan Gura has argued many cases over gun rights. The 90-day stay is something that he figured was probably going to happen anyway. The appeal part of it is going to be an issue because they would have to prove that allowing normal citizens to carry guns harms the public, which if they decide to look outside the confines of D.C., they will find that that is not the case, so that won't hold any water. But Mother Jones comes out with this little headline, "Some pigs are better than others." Mother Jones feels that allowing the proles to defend themselves from the criminals that plague the district simply isn't fair to the rich and the powerful. They write, the District of Columbia is unlike any other American city. It's filled with important federal agency buildings, monuments, courthouses, not to mention the White House. Visiting dignitaries, heads of state, and many members of Congress travel its streets on a daily basis. All of which, by the way, are protected with guns. All of those places they just mentioned, protected with guns. The federal buildings and the monuments and the courthouses in D.C. are no more prone to attack and no more accessible to concealed carriers than they are anywhere else in the United States. So nothing at all would change as far as the security setups and the possible threats afforded them at those locations. They've had guys that get on sidewalks that fire AKs at the White House with gun control in place. Foreign dignitaries and heads of state travel with armed, private, or government-provided security of their own in the district, just as they do as they visit other parts of the nation, such as New York City for the United Nations. So nothing, again, significant changes. But Mother Jones isn't done. D.C. is also home to large public events attended by all manner of VIPs, including presidential inaugurations, which are difficult enough to secure without the prospect of gun-toting citizens joining the fray. Security apparatus in D.C. is intense, and assassination attempts aren't unheard of. Former Mayor Marion Barry Jr. was shot in 1977 in the D.C. Council building, despite everything they had. John Hinckley shot President Reagan as he left the Washington Hilton, despite everything they had. 2013 Navy Yard shooting that left 12 people dead, despite everything they had. D.C. is a magnet for crazy people with guns, something law enforcement officials have long recognized. Be that as it may, and I don't care how many rock star politicians and dignitaries and pundits and everything else hangs out in the Beltway. I don't care. Everybody born in this U.S. of A. has a right to defend himself or herself. I am sorry, Mother Jones. I am so sorry you can't get with that. It's almost, what they're pointing out is that it's almost like people that are willing to commit crimes and kill people are going to violate gun control laws on how they might commit their crimes. Which, like the rest of the United States, there is no significant change. Mother Jones continues. Metropolitan Police Chief Kathy Lanier testified before Congress in 2008 against a bill pending in the House that would have accomplished what Skolin's ruling effectively did, overturning the city's gun laws. She noted that in order to watch the oral arguments in the Heller case, she had to leave her gun behind. No weapons are allowed inside the very building where the justices decided the city's gun restrictions were just too restrictive. Firearms are not permitted in federal buildings. So nothing changes. Now, the writer of this drivel admits this in the following paragraph. Many of the types of restrictions in D.C. will remain in place regardless of Skolin's ruling. Both D.C. and federal laws will still allow the government to bar the bearing of arms in certain places, including federal buildings, schools, the Capitol. Traversing the district without encountering terrain that prohibits guns would be difficult. Just crossing the trendy DuPont Circle neighborhood might entail stepping foot on federal parkland where guns are banned. But this is, and when they write an article like this, see, what you've got to understand is they're anointing themselves as the people they're writing about. They're the elite. They're the beautiful people. Depending on who you think of as a celebrity, they are celebrities in that vein. If you're no David Bowie fan, well, they're just as big as David Bowie. If you're a Ronald Reagan fan, they're just as big as Ronald Reagan. And the beautiful people who don't mind having fire teams in suits around them to keep you away from them don't think that you should be able to walk around and take care of yourself. That's just, it's just the little people, the rabble, the mob. If Mother Jones actually took the time to learn something about concealed carriers beyond that cartoonish stereotype that they ceaselessly work to create and propagate, they know that concealed carriers, by definition, are far more law-abiding than probably they are. They have to be. We have to be. We have a very intensive background check we got to pass. And, you know, there's a lot of transgressions for which you can lose that permit, and most people guard them like they're made out of gold. If they did some research instead of relying on intern-generated error-filled reports from gun control propaganda groups, they'd also know that concealed carriers are not only more law-abiding than the average citizen, but less likely to shoot an innocent bystander than law enforcement is. Voluntarily, concealed carriers go out and train. They spend the money to train. And they train more than law enforcement does. And they get more proficient with them. But none of this matters to Stephanie Munsimmer, who wrote it, or her bosses at Mother Jones, or their fellow travelers. They're not really concerned in the slightest that a foreign dignitary might be shot by a lawful concealed carrier. They know the odds of that are very small. They don't remotely think the concealed carrier will make the Secret Service work harder. What burns them and their fellow travelers about Palmer versus D.C. is that the District of Columbia was their anti-gun Alamo, the last refuge in the nation. And they think, as it is, it's a wash in too much liberty. The district was their final stand as the last bastion of unqualified statist elitism that marked the ruling class as better than the rest of the nation. But no more. Like it or not, Mother Jones' Olympus has fallen. Law-abiding citizens who aren't important enough or well-heeled enough to warrant an armed security detail are soon going to be able to defend themselves in D.C. And this infuriates them. Okie doke. Let's flip into the next hour. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.